Good morning. We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. For more than 150 years, the members of St. Peter have been committed to receiving and sharing the love of Jesus. As a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our congregation is Christ-centered and service-oriented. Our school strives to allow the children of this community to grow in their relationship with God as they grow physically, emotionally, and academically. We now look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. We begin today with an Old Testament reading from Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 7.
Listen to me, O coastlands, and give attention, you peoples from afar. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother he named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God. And now the Lord says, He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves.
This prophecy describes the servant sent to redeem Israel.
The Lord told Mary and Joseph that he was to be named Jesus, that he was the Son of God. The Father sent him to bring glory to the Father, but in verse 4 we hear him say that, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. A more familiar description of the suffering servant is found in Isaiah chapter 53. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But the servant goes on saying that he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has become his strength. So the servant's task is more than saving the tribes of Jacob, but he will be as a light for the nations, that salvation may reach to the end of the earth. He who is to be a light to the nations shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The figure of the servant in the Old Testament who is to be a light to the nations changes to the figure of the Lamb of God in the New Testament who takes away the sin of the world. The choral selection today speaks very specifically of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The hymn, Lamb of God Most Holy, is performed by the Valparaiso University Chorale, Dr. Christopher Koch conducting.
Thank you.
We now move on to today's Gospel from John 1, beginning at verse 29.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus.
The day before John the Baptist saw Jesus, the Pharisees had sent a delegation to him to ask him who he was and by what authority he was baptizing. He told them, "Among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie."
The next day, John sees Jesus and points him out as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When John says that, "I myself did not know him," he means that even he did not recognize Jesus as the Messiah until the events we heard of last week at the baptism of Jesus. The validation of Jesus as the promised one by the descent of the Holy Spirit as a dove, and the voice of the Father proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We are not told to whom John is announcing Jesus as the Lamb of God at this time, but his proclamation of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world reinforces the idea put forth by Isaiah of the light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth, clearly beyond the confines of just the tribes of Jacob. The next day, John again sees Jesus and proclaims again, "Behold, the Lamb of God." This time we have at least the two of his disciples identified who hear his proclamation. One is Andrew, who found his brother Simon Peter, whom he brought to Jesus. The other disciple is very likely John. We may see the implication that he did the same as Andrew did, bringing his brother James to Jesus. It is not clear if only the first two, or as many as the four of them, stayed with Jesus, addressing him as rabbi or teacher. As a bit of a digression, but still returning to the title Lamb of God, we look at four distinct levels on which lambs or sheep were an important part of the lives of the people of the Middle East, particularly the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As ceremonially clean animals, along with goats and cattle, they were among the most common for food, clothing, and even elements of shelter, as well as storage and transportation, as wineskins. The second level brings us into the worship life commanded by God to be practiced by his chosen people. The sacrificial system, which we see described in detail in Leviticus, required both produce and animal sacrifices for the ceremonial cleansing of individuals under the covenant between God and the people of Israel. The third level, the Passover, you shall observe throughout your generations as a statute forever. Exodus 12 sets forth the requirements for the celebration of the Passover over its 7 days. The highest level, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, fulfills all the promises and all the requirements that God has given. this perfect Lamb has taken on himself all the sin of the world, fulfilling all the requirements of God's law, which we are unable to do. All four of these levels require the shedding of blood by the sacrificial Lamb. The loss of life was required in order for life, whether physical or spiritual, to be maintained. The only sacrifice that is permanently effective is that of the Lamb of God.
An organ work written by Johann Sebastian Bach and performed by organist Lionel Rogge is here presented for your meditation. With careful listening, you will hear the chorale tune, Lamb of God, Pure and Holy, in a somewhat altered form, presented in the bass line in the pedal. The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Multiple opportunities are offered weekly to receive God's love in Jesus through Word and Sacrament ministry. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. There are also several opportunities for small group Bible studies throughout the week. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, Please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.